You're listening to Sam and Serge, to loudmouths who will corrupt your children and find a sexual innuendo, whether it's there or not. Please sharpen your pitchforks and light your torches for your hosts, Sam and Serge.
Come on. Alright, so here on Sam and Serge, we take time out of our day to discuss sex and relationship stuff while debunking Cosmo's ridiculous cue. Shut the fuck up.
My boobs are better than Cassidy's boobs.
I'm glad, though I can't tell under your dress that you wore yesterday.
I wanted to wear it to school.
Alright, so here on Sam and Serge, we take time out of our day to discuss sex and relationship stuff while debunking Cosmo's ridiculous articles on today's edition of Master Debaters.
Seconds.
Alright, Sam, what's your article?
My article is 14 things that guys think when they're trying to make you orgasm.
Please, let me tell you what I think. About what men think.
Okay. Number one, hell yeah, we're having sex. So life pretty much can't get any better for me right now.
I feel like guys, since having sex with girls is kind of like a number on the scoreboard, they'd be like, yes, the guys would be so jealous. Yeah. 1 point for me, 0 for them. That's not my thought. Like, yes, score. That's not my thought.
Touchdown.
Seriously.
Number two. Alright, I'm gonna start off slow like a Boys to Men song.
Oh god. Boys to Men is not really on my mind when I'm having sex with someone,
it's
but
on my mind
to go slow, sure, I believe it.
Yeah. Number three, she seems super into it, but I think I need to pull out all the stops.
Okay, going faster, yeah, but that's not always better for the girl, I feel like, because no, it depends who the person is.
I think it's just guys being insecure and wanting to do better.
Because they feel like they're not doing enough for to make, like, that girl say, like, oh my god, that was the best I've ever had. I'm going to tell all my friends.
I'm going to text them all right now.
He was so good at Betty, guys.
Number four. Oh god, I'm cramping up. Like, the guy.
That can happen. That can happen.
That's such like a worry.
It depends what kind of a stance.
Position?
Position.
You forgot the word position.
Yeah. It all depends on what position you're in, because like if you're in an awkward position, you could get a cramp in like your thigh or your ass. It's possible. People get cramps in random moments, so you never know.
Yeah. Number nine, this seems to be working. It's also the most uncomfortable position I could possibly be in. I'm supporting all my body weight with my fingers and toes and just kind of hovering over her. All my muscles are burning.
I mean, hey, you gotta take one for the team. Sacrifice. But it's like, it's all to like, well, it's the pleasure of both of you guys, but in the end, it's really for you, because it'd be kind of embarrassing if, like, he stops and you didn't come too, and you're going to tell all your friends, and they're going to be like, oh, yeah, he never finished because he stopped. And then he'll never live it down.
I had to fake an orgasm.
Good. Whatever, I'm over that article. It's all complaints and excuses. I'm tired of it. But anywho, mine's the complete opposite. Mine's the complete opposite. So it's 14 things women think when they're trying to have an orgasm. So number one, maybe
Read
I should
mind.
Just... Number one, maybe I should just take over. I mean, this is taking forever, and I could get this done in under a minute at this point. There's no way he's not exhausted.
I feel like when guys are, like, getting, like, something from a girl, they're not worried about if the girl's tired, and then the girl's getting something from a guy, the girl's just like, oh, man, is he tired? Like, is it taking too long?
I feel like you guys care too much. And for guys, just like, I don't care, I'm getting it.
Like,
yeah, guys are pretty selfish. As long as I'm getting it, I don't care. Number two, my ex was so good at this. Man, Jeremy was on it. God, we had really awesome sex. He used to do this thing. I wish I knew what it was so I could tell James. Wow, this line of thinking is inappropriate. If I found out that the person I was having sex with was thinking about their ex as we're doing it, mm-hmm. I would feel so embarrassed for myself.
Yeah.
So it's like, what am I doing that's not pleasing you? Tell me what you like, what you really, really like. Okay, so number three, focus. Oh my God, stop thinking about your errands and what you have to do tomorrow before work. I mean, yeah, so it's like if you're...
Especially when you're in a car.
Oh. So what happens in your car?
You're just like, oh, what if somebody drives by and then you're like, headlights, pause.
Focus.
All right, we're back.
All right, we're back. It's like a TV show.
Or the parents' basement. It's like, I hear footsteps.
Oh, God.
All right, back in focus.
I know every crack in my house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know when the garage door is opening. I know when the door is opening and how much time I have between the two.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of thankful for that. But then again, you hear me. So that's also a problem, too. Anyways, focusing is important, you guys, to get the job done.
If girls aren't focused, it's not going to happen.
Number 10, how can I introduce my vibrator into the situation? Well, I guess if the guy's open to using, like, toys on you, as long as you're comfortable with it and you do it yourself, that's kind of like the green light for the guy to do what you want him to do. Because you can't just pull out a dildo and be like, whoa, 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 put that away. You know, like, because obviously he's going to think it's going to go up him, not up you.
Oh, my God. No.
It's like
no,
pulling out a gun. Put it away. No. Anyways. Yeah. Number 11. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. No, why'd you stop?
Yo, that's true.
I mean, hey, if you're doing something right, just don't keep
stop.
Doing it.
Don't stop.
Get it. Seriously.
I don't care how tired you are.
Number 12. To the left, to the left. I firmly believe Beyonce wrote this about giving Jay-Z sex directions.
Yeah.
I mean, hey. I appreciate a girl telling me what she likes. Then so I can do it correctly.
Yeah.
I'd rather not assume that I'm doing something right.
And then
have it be the worst ever.
Yeah, waste of time.
Pretty much. Number 13. It'd be so awesome if we were doing some other position right now. Okay, I think like a lot of guys know for like two, doggy style and like missionary, and like Kama Sutra created like 100 different positions. Be creative, dude. Anyways, doggy style worked last time. Also, if you think about it, doggy style is a pretty weird term. Where did that come from? Okay, first of all, if you've ever seen dogs screw each other at the park, you'd know why.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes it works for you, sometimes it doesn't. Change it up a bit.
Really?
It's kind of like when you work.
I feel like everything goes back to just being verbal about what feels good and what you like.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like when you work out. When you do the same thing all the time, your muscles aren't going to grow. They're just going to stay the same.
Yeah.
All right. So stay tuned for more Fluckery and other clips and another edition of Sam and Surge.